Well, we're going to speak to political commentator James Morris now. He's joining us from studios in Los Angeles. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Morris. Now, reading between the lines, do you think Netanyahu's comments signify this apprehension on Israel's part that the focus is now slowly shifting towards Israel's nuclear weapons arsenal and the fact that it's a non-signatory to the NPT?
Hello, thank you for having me back on Press TV again. I think it's just hypocritical with Benjamin Netanyahu pushing for harsher sanctions against Iran when, like you said, Iran is a signatory of the NPT treaty and Israel is not, with its 200 to 400 nuclear weapons that we know about from the brave Israeli Mordecai Vanunu, who's still held in Israel under harsh conditions for like decades, and American media never talks about that either. One thing you also have to look at is look how Israel got its nuclear weapons. Nuclear smuggling, which Netanyahu, according to what I've read, was associated with from the U.S., from nuclear facilities in Pennsylvania. At least in Pennsylvania, and that's how Israel developed its nuclear facilities at Dimona. But I think what you have to really look at here is that Iran has been sincere and diligent in actually trying to make peace talks here with the nuclear program, to include at Geneva, which is upcoming. They're willing to not enrich at the 20% level, which you need for nuclear weapons, and they're willing to enrich at 5%. They're willing to also open up their facilities to UN inspection. We don't see Israel doing that at Dimona. The last U.S. president that tried to curtail Israel with that was President John F. Kennedy, and he was later assassinated. I think another thing what you really have to look at here, though, is the main agenda for Israel is not limiting the nuclear weapons that Iran has. Obviously, we know there's no credible evidence that Iran even has a nuclear weapon. The main agenda here is regime change. And that's going back to the strategy for Israel in the 1980s by Israeli Likudnik Oded Yanon, which the neoconservatives, the upper echelon of the Israel lobby, have put into play for Iraq and Syria and Iran. And the Saudis don't even really know this, that they're on the agenda of Oded Yanon as well. So,
right. Let me just cut in there, Mr. Morris. We're running out of time very quickly. Do you think that the world will aggressively pursue Israel's nuclear file now, considering, as you just mentioned, it is a regime which is embroiled in human rights abuses. It does have nuclear weapons arsenal. It is a non-signatory to the NPT, and it hasn't opened up its sites to nuclear weapons inspectors.
Well, what's very concerning to me is you have the Transatlantic Institute, which is basically the Israel lobby for the European Union, and they're putting a lot of pressure on the European Union to pursue harsher sanctions. You've got the Conservative Friends of Israel and the Labour Friends of Israel, which are the Israel lobby in the UK, which are pushing for that. So they're putting a lot of pressure on the Tories there, or the coalition, Cameron. And you also have Prime Minister Cameron, and you also have AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee in America, along with the neoconservatives, are pushing for harsher sanctions. Let me close with this. My concern is that if Obama is reluctant and does not go along with the harsher sanctions, Israel could possibly initiate an attack on Iran, and AIPAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Israel lobby in America, already has the Israeli-occupied Senate with a resolution that was written by AIPAC to help defend Israel if they get into a war with Iran. You can go to my ushijack.com blog for more on this. It's very concerning. That's the scenario we have to watch for. Again, the sanctions are just a pretext. Netanyahu wants a regime change so Iran cannot help the Palestinians, and then he can basically transfer the Palestinians to Jordan and make a greater Israel agenda. That's what the plan is here.
Okay, that was political commentator James Morris joining us from studios in Los Angeles. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.